אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10 הספירות, כרך ב' חלק זין, עמוד 5.
We're reading from the study of the 10 ספירות.
10 ספירות בזין מלכים קדמאים דמיתו. אנחנו בטור א',
We're reading from about the 10 ספירות of the זין מלכים דמיתו. Item 45. Sorry, item 9 in inner observation. Item 9 in inner observation.
ואם כל זה יש להתחשב בהרבה עם שיעור הקומה. אם הוא הערת חוכמה מקומת הכתר.
For this reason, we have to take the level into account. Is it an illumination of Chokhmah from the level of Keter or from the level of Chokhmah? The Chokhmah diminishes and descends from degree to another, and you should know that the level is attributed to the first state, meaning the first light that shines through the Tabul to the Keter of Nikudim. It lowered the Hei Tata'ah, the lower Hei, in the Nikveh Naim of Keter to the Peh of the whole Rosh below Abba Ve'ima too. By that, Abba Ve'ima returned to the Rosh and obtained their Gal. The second illumination through the Isod of Ag to Abba Ve'ima
יוצאת עליה קומת כתר.
Brings out the level of Keter.
אם היא באה רק לבחינה ג' דרוש, שנקרא חותם,
and if it comes only to the third aspect of the Rosh, it brings out the level of Chochmah. And if it's the second level, the level of Ozen, and so forth. But the level of illumination of Chochmah received by Zeranpin only comes in the second state, when Abba Ve'ima come to a state of Panim Bepanim, face to face. Only then Bina bestows the Mochin, meaning the illumination of Chochmah, to Zon. Turns out that the level depends on the first state according to the place where the lower Hei descended, and the Mochin of Zon depend on the second state. Then Ima receives the illumination of Chochmah for them.
Meaning there are two conditions here that Zon will receive. There needs to be Chochmah in Abba. He transfers it to Ima. And there needs to be a demand, a deficiency from Zon to Ima, so that she will receive it and pass it to them, to pass the Chochmah to them. Okay, we already heard and spoke about this. Next.
Item 10. Now you shall clearly see the quality of the lights of Naran Chai of Chaya that the four Melechim received, Da'at Chesed Gvura, and the upper third of Tiferet. This is because the whole change in the lights and their lessening came only by the changes that were made in the first state, meaning in the descent of the lower Hay from the Enaim. This is because when she came to the Peh, the degree of the light of Yechida came out to Melech Hadat, when she rose to Chotem, the degree of the light of Chaya came out to Melech HaChesed. When she rose to Ozen, the degree of the light of Neshama emerged to Melech HaGvura. And when she rose to the Enaim, to the place where she was in the beginning, the degree of the light of Ruach Nefesh came out to the upper third of Melech Tiferet. However, no change was made in the second state, meaning in the state of Panim Bepanim, face to face. Instead, when the degree of Yechida was in the Patsuf and the lower Hei was in the Peh, Ima received illumination of Chochmah from the degree of Yechida, in the same measure that Zon of direct light of Keter received from Bina of Keter. This is also the measure of Mochin of Yechida of Zeranpin. This is so because every Sfira consists of 10 Sfirot, even the Sfirot of direct light. When the lower Hei was in Chotem, Ima received illumination of Chochmah from the degree of Chaya. And this is the measure of Mochin of Chaya of Zeranpin. Also, when the lower hay was in the Ozen, Ima received illumination of Chokhmah from the degree of Neshama, to the extent that Zon of direct light of Bina received from Bina of Bina. And this is the measure of the Mochin of Neshama of Zeranpin. When the lower hay returned to the Enaim once more, the second situation changes as well. And she returned back to back with Abba. This is because she no longer receives any illumination of Chokhmah from Abba, only Bchinat Ruach Nefesh, and she is completely devoid of illumination of Gal, but only in the aspect of back to back.
That understood or not? You're kind of like floating in the air. Something's going on with you today. There's no concentration. What's Vika?
He says all the change of lights. Maybe it has to do with what we discussed before. The lessening of the lights comes from the first state. The descent of the lower hay from the Enaim. So.
Yes.
So doesn't
speak, so we'll be able to understand.
So it doesn't depend on more than the state. The changes happened in the first state. What is the first state?
We had. Oh yes, you talk in such a way that.
Sorry, I just woke up.
Well,
because all the lessening of the lights comes only from changes happened in the first state, meaning the descent of the lower hay to the Enaim.
Yes. Hay Tata was in Enaim, and there was Katnut. Now she goes down, it becomes Gadlut. The lights descend from degree to degree. Accordingly, the Kilim shatter from Rosh, which is Keter Abba V'Ima, come the lights to Zon. Zon begin to shatter. Accordingly, Abba V'Ima start to close the connection between them according to the demand of Zon, until they completely stop the zivug between them. That's how Abba V'Ima is called to be cancelled or annulled. But Zon shatter.
So how can you explain it that he says, even though in the second state, in Panim B'Panim, no change happened?
Yes, because there is no essential change, just as it was in Ach be'ach, and then panim be'ach. Ach be'panim, we don't learn. And later, panim be'panim. There's no change. It's all either the light comes from above. It's all dependent on the deficiency of the lower one from below. The lower one opens the tap with its deficiency, and then Abba ve'ima are panim be'panim. If not, Ima turns with her posterior, with the Ochoraim, to Abba, the Zivug stops and the abundance stops.
How does the lower one open the tap? You said it's up to the lower one.
In Man, the main Nukvin that he wants to receive in order to bestow. Do you know what he wants to receive? He wants to receive the light of the end of correction. The greatest light that has ever possible or could exist in the Kilim.
What's the act that it's doing in order to open the tap?
He raises man.
How? How does he raise man?
If he has a deficiency, Zon are inside Ima. They disclose their deficiency. Ima opens herself for Abba, willing to receive. Otherwise not. She is delighted in mercy, chavetz chesed. She doesn't need even a shirt. Nothing. The moment the lower one asks, she immediately approaches Abba and demands of him.
When the lower one asks, then the ima opens up?
It's enough that the lower one shows a deficiency, ima opens up immediately. Yes, that's how it is. Onwards.
We are in item 11. Also, afterwards it purified entirely and returned to its shorish, to Pe'ava Ve'ima, when its oviyut of Prina Gimel returned, meaning when the lower hay descended from the Enaim to the Chotem once more. This degree is close to the degree of Chaya and is generally called Neshama or Yishut. Thus, these two situations that were in Abba Ve'ima returned on them. Here too, the first situation changes, meaning the lowering of the lower hay from the Enaim. This is because when the lower hay descended to Chotem, Tvuna receives Panim Bepanim, face to face, the aspect of Yechida Chaya, of Neshama to Zon. At that time, the light descends from Malchut of Ishsut down to the two lower thirds of Melech HaTiferet.
Meaning the four other Melechim, the other four other kings. Meaning, what did we have here? We had a Zivug of Gadlut on which Rishimo? Dalet Gimel. Abba Ve'ima coupled, went through a Zivug, and they bring the light of Chochmah downwards. From that, there is the Partsuf, which is receiving the light of Chochmah in Gimel of Aviyut. Dalet Gimel Bet Aleph Shoresh in Gimel of Aviyut. This is considered, and these Partsufim are purified. Dalet Gimel is the Tamim, and then Nekudot, the other four Melechim. So we have a Melech, a king, which is of Da'at, Chesed, Gvura, and the upper third of Tiferet. Four first kings. And that's it. And in this, the Koma, the level of Da'at, is purified. The Masach disappears, the Kli shatters. Afterwards, what remains is the Rishimo. Which Rishimo? Gimel Bet. The Zivug and Gimel Bet. Meaning a Zivug and Bet of Aviyut. And then, what emerges is, which Melachim? The lower third of Tiferet. Netzach and Hod is one Melech. Yesod and Malchut, four other ones. And this Koma, this level, is called Yishsut. The four other Melachim, four other kings, are called Yishsut together. The first four kings together are called Abba Ve'ima, or Da'at, more correctly. And then the other four Melachim emerge, and by that everything is concluded. There's nothing more to do a Zivug of Akah there. What is not clear? Yes.
Why is the Izdachechut for four Melachim and not five?
It's always like that, because there is no izdekhut, no purification on the Aviyut of Shoresh.
For instance, in Nekudot of Sag, there is no fifth.
In Sag, in Ab, in Gagalta, there isn't.
So it's four?
In general, the Pratzufim, Aleph, Shoresh, go together. One exists inside the other. It doesn't have Aviyut, it doesn't have a Masach. It doesn't have what to extend light upon. Aviyut of Shoresh. Aviyut of Shoresh is nullified, is annulled.
So in Ma of Bon of Ak, Ma and Bon in practice are one Potsuf?
We also talk about it that way usually. Ma and Bon. Okay? You hear, you try to remember these things. Slowly, slowly the understanding will come. But it's good if we remember these processes, the four new first kings, the four second kings, which Aviyut, which degree of Abba Ve'ima, the degree of Yeshut, Melech Hadat, these elements. If you remember them, then slowly, slowly it accumulates to a picture, and you start to understand how this is connected to that and how it exists. Okay? Continue.
So we continue in item 11. When the lower hay rose to the ozen, the tvuna receives the aspect of neshama to the zon, and from a malchut below expands the light to the melech of Netzach and Hod. And when the lower hay rises to the enaim, the second state changes too. Since then, Yeshut returns back to back, and the Bchinat Ruach dispenses to Melech HaYesod, and then the Bchinat Nefesh to the seventh Melech, which is the Malchut. This is so because when it purifies to Bchina Aleph, she administers Ruach, and when it purifies to Bchinat Shosh, she administers Malchut, as we've learned in the Inner Light before. Item 12. Here you must differentiate between Abba Ve'ima of Katnut in a state of back-to-back when they came out of Nikve and Naim in the first Zivug, and Abba Ve'ima of Gadlut when they came out through Zivug of Absag until they came to a state of Panim B'Panim. This is so because the differences between them are the most important elements in the wisdom. We must especially make the precision of the oppositeness between them, from their start to their end. In the beginning, they are considered one degree that comes in two situations. With respect to their varied creation, they are emanated in a state of back-to-back. And with respect to the additional light that they have obtained from the illumination of Zivug of Absag and from Man of Yesod of Ak, they have obtained the state of Panim B'Panim. However, they are one degree, and moreover, the second situation is much more important than the first state. This is because in the first state they were devoid of Gal of Chochmah, and there were only Bchinot Gal of Choraim of Bina in them that reject Chochmah. Yet, in the second state, they returned to the Rosh and obtained their Gal completely. However, in the end, the thing was overturned from end to end.
After the shattering.
Because they were separated from each other and became two degrees. The first state became Prinat Rosh and Prinat Panim, and the second state became Prinat Guf and Achorayim. The reason for it is because of the shattering of the vessels, meaning their gufim that expanded in the four melachim, Dad, Chesed, Gvura, and the upper third of Tiferet. Yet, there is a very important understanding in the form of the matter, worthy of special attention.
Let's see what's happening.
Item 13. The thing is that the whole Partsuf of Nikudim is regarded like Partsuf Sagovak, because there is Bchinat Bet of Itlabshut in its Masach. Also, the whole Sag is Bchinat Bina, since the Bina is the highest aspect in it. Hence, all the tendencies of Bina of direct light control it. It is known that the Bina of direct light is all chasadim, and the aspect of illumination of Chochmah that receives into the chasadim is already considered an outer aspect from it, which obtained its own name, which is Ranpin. The distance between them is indeed great, as the distance between the root and a tiny branch that stems from it. As Bina is the root, and Zeranpin is the little branch that stems from her. Even though there is the aspect of Choraim, posterior, on the light of Chochmah in Bina, these posterior are still not considered any diminution to her. Moreover, they are considered the whole of Bina, as she is delighted in mercy, as known. And the Bina is all aspect of Gar without any lessening at all, and because of that, Abba Ve'ima were not at all blemished in their exit from the Rosh due to the lower hay in the Inaim of Keter. This is because that little illumination that they had from the light of Ozen, which is Bina, by their integration in the zivug of itlabshut of the male, suffice to them for prinat gar. They are not at all blemished by the restriction of chokhmah that the lower hay in the enaim detains, since they would not have received chokhmah anyhow because of that illumination of the light of ozen in them. Thus you see that the state of back-to-back of Abba Ve'ima is sufficient for them for complete wholeness without any deficit. Hence, they do not have such a great connection with the second state of Gadlut that they've acquired from the new light that fissured the Parsa. Had it not been for the Man that Yesodovak illuminated in them, they would not have received this new light whatsoever, since their craving cleaves solely to Chassadim. Thus, the matter of the annulment of the Zivug of Gadlut did not concern them at all. This whole Rosh of Gadlut was as something outside of them, which they extended only for the Man that Yesod illuminated in them. Moreover, even afterwards, when all the 10 Sefirot of Rosh of Gadlut were cancelled, they were not cancelled entirely like Zat, but were rather immediately incorporated in the Achoraim of Abba Ve'ima of the first state. These Achoraim supported them in Prinat Gar of Atzilut and Atzilut, and they did not fall to Bia.
Meaning after the shattering, Achap of Abba Ve'ima fell to the Guf like it was before. Next.
Item 14. And therefore, these 10 Sefirot of Gadlut had to stay in the Rosh in the place of Abba Ve'ima. Why did they descend to the Guf, to the place of Melachim of Dachgad, after they too dressed clothed in the Achoraim of Ima, like Abba and Ima of Rosh? The thing is that they were now discerned as two separate degrees completely, and it's because of their emergence over the Man they received from Yesod of Ak. The Vav and Nekuda, which are the aspect of Nehi and the root of Zon. And these are attributed to and come from the inner Nehi of Ak. However, when they had Man, as they integrated with the Yesodot of Abba Ve'ima, that extended the new light in the 10 Sefirot of Keter and Chochmah upon them, where the Abba Ve'ima themselves grew by the Mochin and the new Nehi. In that time, they were connected with them as one degree. However, after their gufot, their bodies broke, and the masach purified, and the zivug of Gadlut was cancelled, and only the reshimot were left, which stayed in the same nehi they received from Yesodovak, they were then recognized as a foreign body to them, which are not at all from the aspect of Abba Ve'ima and Drosh, and therefore they descended below to the Guf and Chagat. And it was clarified how the states turned, that the first state of Abba Ve'ima, back to back, was left to the aspect of Rosh and Panim, and the matter of the cancellation of the 10 Sefirot of Gadlut doesn't touch it at all. The second state of Abba Ve'ima face to face remains eventually Guf and Achoraim, as it was very much blemished by the cancellation of the Zivug of Gadlut, where all the lights departed, and only the aspects of Man remained from it, meaning the aspects of Vav and Nekuda, and the aspects of Reshimot from all of the ten Sefirot of Gadlut that it had. However, by the Chawaim of Abba Ve'ima of Rosh, bestowed upon their in the Guf, they then receive by that the matter of the correction of the lines in Abba Ve'ima. Therefore, they are considered the expansion of Kachab to Chagat, because the lines correction of Gaov Nikudim expanded to them, and they became vessels of reception for the Reshimot that remained from the four Melachim, Da'at and Chagat, as mentioned by the Rav.
Shilot. Questions? Yes.
Joseph from Jerusalem, we learned that Bina, its essence is Chochmah. The question is why, when Zon raised Man, Bina turns to her face to receive the Chochmah for Zon.
Look, Bina is made up of four parts, components. He tells us about this in Panim, the introduction to the Panim Meirot Masbirot. It's made up, the Bina is made up of four parts, because she has a part that belongs to Chochmah, a part that belongs to Zon, she has a part that belongs to Bina, and a part that connects between all of them. It's a system that is very complex, because it has to be the connector between the Creator and the created being, so she has to be both included from the Creator and from the created creatures, and from all the relationships that might be between them. Panim bepanim, panim beach, panim beach, beach beachor, and achor beachor. So, with Bina, there's no question. She can be in any state that she's needed. She, for herself, seemingly doesn't exist. It's a system. All of a sudden, instead of ten sefirot, that she, because she doesn't belong not to reception and not to bestow, she also doesn't belong to bestow. She's not bought for any action, therefore she's free. That's why she can function that way. It's truly a wonder. Let's say that the problem is that the Creator has in the beginning of creation is to build Bina that will be universal in her manner. And then, when you start from Keter and you finish in Malchut, and they all connect and work, they're all connecting and working upon Bina. And all the expansion and the shatterings and the restrictions and the connections between the Sefirot, it's all in order to build such a junction, which is Bina. And only thanks to her, a connection exists between the Creator and the creature.
Yosef from Jerusalem is asking, where does Zon get the deficiency that causes them to raise his man?
First of all, it arrives to him from above, from Ein Sof. Secondly, it comes to him from Dalet Gimel of Nehiyev Ak of Galgalta. After the shattering, it comes to him deficiencies from the shattering, as they fell to Bia. There are many. Zon is, they absorb every single deficiency there is. They include the whole world of Bia, all the worlds of Bia of sanctity, all the worlds of Bia of impurity. Zon has a connection above Pasa and below the Pasa. There's the Achap of Zon, which connects to the worlds of Bria Yetzira Asiya, Bia of Tuma of impurity, the chapters of all the different chapters and the different connections, everything we talk about in Bia, the division of the kelim from Kabbalah, of reception of different sorts, that's all Zon. Above, in the world of Atzilut, it's only Galgaltein and Nein. There are not simple systems up there, because they have to answer all the mans of the Zon, but mainly it's below the Parsa there, how there are special conditions for awakening and for correction of each and every part of the vessels of reception. Okay? What?
Rav, the shattering of the vessels happens because of the Choraim of Abavima, right?
What is because I don't know, but the shattering of the vessels happened because Abba Ve'ima, the posterior of Abba Ve'ima, passed to Zon, the light of Chochmah.
If you can somewhat clarify what's the essence of this thing that causes the shattering.
Abba Ve'ima, who are in delighted in mercy, Chafetz Chesed, can't imagine to themselves that there could be a desire in Zon more than what they received from above down. Let's say that you... I don't know how to say this. Let's say there's... Let's say you have a child. No, I don't want to say that on you, God forbid. No. There's family, and the boy in the family is truly... Yeah, how should we say it? Should be understood. He's a troublemaker.
Like a punk.
It's more than that. He's a rebel. He's a rebel. He does all kinds of things. He goes to steal. He goes to rape. He goes to do all kinds of, such groups and societies that he goes around there. And Abba Ve'ima, Daddy and Mommy, are amused. What's happening? They're perplexed. Abba is so, I don't know, half of a vegetable. He's like a professor or something like that, a geek. And Mommy is spiritual. She hugs trees. And the child? Then it's discovered that this child, from grandma, who... used to go into different wrong bad places, and that's how somehow it got there. What's disclosed is the bad new route that wasn't expected from these Abba Ve'ima, from these father and mother. But in the child, it's disclosed that there is another, some external factor there. It happens, by the way. It happens, and we don't know how it happens and why, but soon... we'll be able to do tests and it'll be more understood. But really, after a few generations even, it's revealed. And this is after a few generations. From Galgalta, now it's being revealed in Nekudotov Zag.
Rav, is it correct to think that thanks to the differences that grow like that, the children that grow like that, we grow as a result?
That we need to say, of course, that every shattering brings forth correction, and every shattering needs to bring all of reality towards correction, towards the end of correction. There's nothing redundant, and never can a person say, or it's prohibited to even say, that it's better that it wouldn't happen. If it happened, it should have happened that way. You have to take it with heart and soul fully and continue.
Thank you very much.
Okay? Good. Yes, Zvika.
There's many things here. I thought I understood nothing. He says in the second state of Abaveima Panim Bepanim, there's eventually the aspect of Guf and the aspect of Achoraim, as it was very much heard by the Zivug, and then the lights departed. If they're face to face, how did the lights depart?
They do a Zivug, they do everything.
How is
as a result of the
shattering all of a sudden?
The shattering forces them to return now. Achbach.
But they say that from panim to panim, eventually only goof remains. It's unclear.
But they're doing it only upon the deficiency of the goof. The goof shattered. The deficiency disappeared. There was a deficiency in order to bestow. What's a goof? Goof is the intention in order to bestow. Within that intention, in order to bestow, you receive. And that intention broke. That's it. So the goof doesn't exist. In spirituality, the systems are systems of intentions. Just like we talked about in the first lesson today. These are systems of intentions only. Yeah, it's like the intention disappears. There's no goof. There's no calculation.
We quickly went through item 12, where he says in the first zivug of Abba Ve'ima of Gadlut, then they came to the state of face to face. He says this again, and the divisions between them are the most important foundations in the wisdom. So we went through it quickly. I don't understand it. I don't understand what he said. The zivug of Absag until they came to face to face.
Absag gives force. It gives the force of the Masach to receive in order to bestow the light of Chokhmah.
So he says the divisions in them are the most important foundations of the wisdom. Why does he say that?
Because these are the most important foundations of this wisdom.
Why? Why does he say that?
Because to move from the state of Ach Beach to Panim Bepanim is all of the action of the corrected kelim that need to be done.
To be accurate, he says the oppositeness in them from end to end. The oppositeness in them. Is there oppositeness between them? How is there oppositeness between them?
There is nothing more contradicted than between Abba and Ima. Did you see something more opposite than male and female?
No, he says face to face. Then he says the oppositeness between them. It's unclear.
So you need to understand what is ach be'ach, panim be'ach, panim be'panim, between the partsufim that are opposite. Meaning that they come to a state of panim be'panim, they are the most opposite. Yes, yes.
Can you try to explain that? Not understood.
You're a great man. What can I explain to you? What force of love, what force of connection does there need to be for a male and female to be face to face, panim be panim, in an equal manner, where they would want to bestow to one another and to bestow to Zon? Do you understand what consideration there needs to be here? Mutual intention and all of that in order to bestow contentment to the upper emanator.
What is face to face?
Panim panim is then the good desire of the upper and the good desire of the lower.
But what is face to face?
Well, I just said to you. He doesn't hear. In the good desire of Abba and the good desire of Ima. What's the good desire? That they want to beget the Zon in order to bring contentment to the upper.
Then what is the oppositeness?
That the oppositeness, according to their nature, they're opposite. Abba aspires for Chochmah and Ima aspires for Chasadim.
That's the wholeness?
The perfection is that if they can rise above their nature and then together between them be with Zon, they simulate themselves with the Keter. They make themselves similar to the Keter. Because all the lower nine work in order to identify with the Keter. Yes, that's how it is. Okay, today you will already not understand. What can we do? Yes.
I hope I'm not confusing things, but there's the matter of the light that comes from the Sod of Ak.
That's hard for you to understand, I understand. But just understand that all of that is a process of one partsuf, which is constantly in a trend, an inclination towards realizing itself in order to bestow fully. And therefore, they're not those parts, oh, I forgot something in Nehide Galgalta. Oh, I need now to do some zivug in Nikve Naim of Rosh Hashanah. What do I have with Ab? And what's happening below the Parsada or something? There's no such thing. It's all... you feel all these parts equally. Because it's Malchut of Ein Sof, which is constantly thinking how, where it's comfortable for, where it's good for, as far as bestowal, the optimal bestowal to operate, to activate herself that way. Yes?
I'm confused myself. It's even difficult to ask, but it's like there are two systems that manage it.
You want to ask about this this duality in parallel, or
it's like they're the one time they receive the light from Keter v'Nekudim, right? We learn that, and one time we get it from Nehi of Yesod of Ak. So,
well, sometimes these happen. I don't know what you're asking exactly, but sometimes things happen where certain phenomena occur in parallel, and even not just in parallel, but even in different directions. It's like how Bach used to write these on these clever. Rav's saying in Russian, I don't know. It's an equalized piano, something like that, where meaning that there's two scales that are going in two directions, or even more. Two directions of in the melody, and eventually they come to like a solution. Especially because they kind of went each in the different direction, and then they connect again. So, what am I trying to say? There are certain phenomena also in spiritual phenomena processes, but this is not. We will reach those symphonies, God willing. Okay, so where are we?
Item 15. So we're on item 15. And the matter of Achoraim of Abaveima was clarified as they fell to Chagat. What are they? The essence of these Achoraim are the aspect of Man and Reshimot of 10 Sefirot of Abaveima, of Gadlut. However, added to them is the illumination of Achoraim of Ima and also the clothings of the Man from when they were in the Rosh of Abaveima, as these clothings were the aspect of Kavim, lines, and also the Achoraim of Ima received these clothings. You should know that the difference between the Achoraim that fell and the clothings that took with them from their clothing in Abaveima is very great, because these clothings have nothing from the lower hay at all, like the vessels of Abaveima. And they are the protectors over these Achoraim from all the sides, as was mentioned in their place. You should also know that the place of their fall, of these Achoraim, was every degree to the place of her guf, because the degree of Yechida fell to the place of the Melech Hadat, the degree of Chaya to the Melech Chesed, and the degree of Neshama to the place of Melech Gvura, and the degree of Nefesh Ruach fell to the upper third of Tiferet. However, a correction of the lines was added to them, what wasn't in their guf, because the Da'at and Chagat ruled one under the other, but the Horaim were corrected with new vessels by way of right, left, middle. Because, therefore, the Rishimot of these four Melachim found a place to clothe these new vessels that were made from the Choraim of Abba Veima.
Again, you should also understand from this that
so, in the middle of item 15, you should also know that the place of the fall of this Choraim was the every degree fell to the place of her guf, because the degree of Yechida fell to the place of Melech Hadat,
which is the guf of that level.
And the degree of Chaya fell to the place of Melech Chesed. And the degree of Neshama fell to the place of Melech of Gvura. And the degree Nefesh Ruach fell to the upper third of Tiferet. However, a correction of the lines was added to them, which did not happen in their guf, because the Da'at and Chagat ruled one under the other, and the Choraim were corrected with new vessels by way of right, left, middle. Because the Reshimot of these four Melachim found a place to clothe in the new vessels that were made from the Choraim of Abba Veima.
Okay, we will yet have to... No, slowly, slowly. Altogether, we'll get an impression from it, and you will feel it. Okay. Next, we need to learn more how they fell. As they didn't just fall just like that, Rosh fell into the goof. But how they start to fall, all these Melachim, and how they sort themselves there according to the falling. Each king and each of the parts inside, as below Parsa they all fell, the Galgalta Enaim of Zon fell to the place of Achap of Zon, below Parsa, and how there they are intermixed and connected there. Even though they shattered, the order between them must remain, according to the depth of the shattering, according to their relation to receiving, to bestowing. That we will know. And we can move to the next part.
We'll sing a song.
בואו נגלה את הקשר שבין כל האנשים בואו ונראה מעבר לכל ההבדלים בואו ונגיד ביחד שאנחנו מוכנים להתחשב בכל הפאזל בו כולנו חלקים בקרוב הקץ למלחמות את הכל עוד אפשר כאן לשנות את הקשר שקושר את הלבבות נתחבר כולם ביחד ונתחיל סוף סוף לחיות Come on everybody it's this connection we reveal Come on everybody let's discover what's concealed Come on everybody let's unite and seal the deal Let's join our hearts together so we can finally feel so close this love will end our wars pretty soon we will live with open doors come on everybody you're invited to attend all together we will sing what a message we will send פרץ למלחמות את הכל עוד אפשר כאן לשנות בואו נגלה את הקשר שקושר את